This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
What's up, everybody? Trey Biddy with Hogsports.com. Huge news in the world of college basketball and, of course, for the Razorback fans with John Calipari set to become the next Razorback basketball coach. What a wild shakeup. What a wild, 72 hours more? What a wild week it's been at Arkansas. We're going to discuss all of it. We're going to talk about the impact that this means with recruiting, with the fans, NIL, everything. We're going to talk about all of it right now on Hog Sports Live. Everybody knows, once again, there's plenty of ways to watch and listen, okay? Give us a five-star review. Subscribe to the channel if you haven't done so already. Also, I want to mention this. Hog Sports right now is 60% off. HAWGSports.com. What a great time to sign up, because it doesn't just stop with Calipari. There's assistant coach hires to be made. There's transfer portal news. There's recruiting, tons of that stuff. So follow all of Connor Goodson's stuff right now at HogSports.com. Also, we got spring football still going on and plenty of stuff coming on with the with recruiting and all that. The contact period is about to open up as soon as the red-white game is over. So Hog Sports, 60% off right now. 12 cents a day for unmatched insider Razorback coverage. I hope you've been following along with us at Hog Sports. If you haven't been, you missed a really good time. I told you we have a great time when it hits the fan at Hog Sports. It's been a roller coaster ride, but we think we've guided you down the path to reliable, accurate information and kept it entertaining. 12 cents a day, 83 cents a week, $3.58 a month, billed at just $42.96. Offer ends very soon, so sign up, HAWGSports.com. Where to start? Okay, so I want to put this out. This is what I reported the other day. So after all the stuff with Chris Beard came out, which was true, plane ready to go, NIL support there, all that stuff was true, even though people were getting blasted for reporting it. It was true. The interest was there. Things didn't work out. There was like maybe Beard wanted a clause that Kentucky, job, if that came open. Maybe there was him wanting to move faster than Arkansas was willing to move. There was a lot of different reasons why maybe that didn't happen. But what I was told the whole time was that there was a guy out there. Let me see if I can find it. This is from the last coaching search with Pittman. Hendo Hogg, shout out for putting that together. Let me see if I can find this. Maybe not. Anyway, so I'd posted this the other day. Where is that? I posted this the other day. That's not it. That's it. Okay, there it is. So posted this the other day. This was Saturday at about 8:05 p.m. Because so much was made about, Arkansas is missing left and right. They missed on Jerome Tang. They missed on Chris Beard. Now, who's next? This coaching search is drunk is what I saw. That was probably the funniest comment. Hunter Yurachek, he should be fired. Arkansas has APR issues. That's not true. Like, I don't know where some of that stuff came out, but, like, Arkansas has APR issues? No, they don't. Obviously, John Calipari is not taking the job if Arkansas can't have postseason play. Arkansas's NIL money isn't there. It's just not there. Really? It sounds like about $5 million a year. So, okay. All right. So, Arkansas's got all these problems. Hunter Yurachek should be fired. APR issues, so on and so forth. Just a bunch of baloney. And we try to keep it very level-headed and dispute all that stuff as it was coming out on Hog Sports. So what I put out, Jerome Tang never offered the job. That was true. Likely true. They were getting much closer. Again, this was Saturday night. This all unfolded Sunday night. Probably true. Several Zoom interviews happened today. That was, I believe, accurate also. And then who knows for sure, because this is what I was told from so many people. I just would not let myself wrap my brain around the possibility of John Calipari coming to Arkansas, especially after like the feeling everybody just kind of making fun of me, mocking me because I was putting the Chris Beard stuff out, which other people were doing, obviously, which again was accurate. There's a plane ready to go pick him up. So there was obviously boosters that were in big support of all of this, whether it was going to be Chris Beard or whether it was going to be John Calipari. And obviously John Tyson plays a huge role in this. So who knows for sure? People are going to be very surprised in a good way by who – this is what I posted – by who Hunter is really going after as current candidate number one. This part I heard from a few people. Allegedly, there's a pretty notable name out there in the mix. So this was something else I posted. Let me see if I can find this too. Just kind of going down the line of everything going on. Let's see. Desktop. Here we go. Man, I don't have my ducks in a row. All right, so this is what I post. Let me see if I can get this on the screen here for you. This is me refusing to go down this road. It won't let me post on a live. Nope. All right, so I refuse to go down this road, ha-ha. So the rumor is Cal is buddies with Tyson, which I don't necessarily discount. This is April 6th at 8:05. Sorry, I had the times mixed up on that other one, which I don't necessarily discount. They eat dinner at Herman's together every year. JT is willing to pay part of his salary. Cal has to make Sweet 16 or Elite 8 next year or he's fired. Cal also makes $9 million a year, and they owe him $35 million. That's the rumor that's about to spread like wildfire. So that was what I posted, actually, at 8:05 on April 6th. And just kind of refused to let myself go down the road. So, but everybody, I mean, that was definitely out there. I mean, this was developing. And it just seems like too much, right? Too good to be true. So let's talk about a few things. John Calipari's salary is reported to exceed $8 million. I've also heard over $7 million with a lot of incentives. The NIL budget is said to be expansive. As again, we've heard anything, $5 million, we've heard $6 million. Like Eric Musselman was trying to get $3 million. Like that's what he felt like he needed to build a competitive roster at Arkansas. 24/7. So I posted this also. I don't mean to say everything I post. I'm just saying like it's funny how some of this stuff kind of comes around. I'd posted what a great job Arkansas is, how it was going to attract a great coach and all this stuff. And like I said, it was the best vacancy in this cycle, which it was at the time. Now, Kentucky, obviously. But it was at the time, in my opinion, despite what anybody was saying. And there were people from other fan bases stuff, mocking stuff. So 24/7 Sports comes out with this list now about the top 10 coaching jobs in college basketball. And since Arkansas is making this financial investment, allegedly $8 million, is making this NIL push, is bringing in a guy like Calipari, show their dedication, Arkansas is now ranked the sixth best basketball job in the country on 24/7 Sports. Pretty impressive. So the NIL money is there. I mean, John Tyson stepped up in this big, you know, like there was also, you know, John Tyson wanted Butch Davis. There's, you know, other pushes that he's made in the past, and this one just landed. And I mean, Arkansas has a lot of resources. Like people don't know who aren't from Arkansas. They just think it's a bunch of hillbillies and John Calipari is moving from one hillbilly state to the next. And maybe that's true. Whatever. We like who we are, right? But Arkansas is home to Stevens, which is huge, you know, financial investment firm. It's home to Tyson Foods, who's the world's largest meat producer, Walmart, the world's largest retailer, and we know J.B. Hunt Trucking and the impact that they've had on Arkansas NIL, Fortune 500 company, huge trucking company. So now it comes down to, like, who's going to follow? Like, who comes from Kentucky? Who could be in play here? So there are rumblings that like DJ Wagner, Aaron Bradshaw, both of those guys could enter the portal. Kentucky's known to be involved with AJ Storr out of Wisconsin, who's in the portal. Jaden Quaintance, who's the number 8th ranked big man in the country, who's committed to them. Carter Knox, number 20 ranked player. Billy Richmond, number 22. Boogie Fland, number 26. Samto Cyril, number 46, Travis Perry, number 73, and they're also after Liam McNeely, who I think is 16 overall in the country. I mean, like, here's what we know about Calipari. Like, the NCAA tournament hasn't gone his way the last couple years, right? 2012 won a national championship. He's going to bring talent to Arkansas. There's no question that he's going to bring a wealth of talent. This guy has 16 recruiting classes from Eric Bossy, 16 recruiting classes at Kentucky. 8 of them were number one in the country. 8. 7 of them were number two in the country. The only other one was number 5. I mean, that's pretty damn impressive. And, you know, Kentucky obviously is part of that. The tradition, the legacy of Kentucky, bringing in big-time recruits and stuff, that's a huge part of all that. But Cal's also a big part. I mean, he did the same thing at Memphis, bringing in big-time recruiting classes. Went to a national championship game at Memphis. I believe they lost to Kansas before he took the Kentucky job. I can remember when John Calipari was being linked to the Arkansas job before, I mean, ages ago. And I remember him talking about what a great job it was, but he was obviously at Kentucky, or maybe he was just going to Kentucky. I can't even remember the years. I mean, it's been, 16 years, I guess, that he's been there, which is a long time to be at Kentucky. I can remember when Pitino was there, and it was this talk was when he left. It was like not even Rick Pitino could stay at Kentucky 10 years, and Cal's been there for 16 years. So here's the top 10 jobs right now, according to 24/7 Sports. Number one's North Carolina. Number two, Kentucky. Number three is Duke. Number four is Kansas. Number five is UConn. 6 is Arkansas. And 7 is Louisville. 8, Michigan State. 9, Arizona. And 10 is Tennessee. Those are the top 10 jobs right now in college basketball, according to 24/7 Sports. And that's based largely on investment. And again, a lot of this happening due to John Tyson. So one source says Brad Calipari is going to come to Arkansas, who's obviously his son, and he was director of on-court player development at Vanderbilt last year. I don't know what capacity that he would be coming in, but that's what people are saying, that, or that's what a source has told me to expect him. Kenny Payne might be another name to watch. Kenny Payne was at Kentucky 2014 to 2020. He was the Louisville basketball coach. Obviously didn't have a lot of success there, but he was like associate head coach at Louisville. But Kenny Payne might be a guy to keep an eye on also. You know, locally, I'll tell you somebody else, Chen Coleman, who is a hell of a recruiter for Kentucky also. Ronald Chen Coleman might be another guy to keep an eye on. He's been at Kentucky since 2021, but he could be another. You know, locally, I always think it's important to, like, keep a local guy on staff. I know Ronnie Brewer's not going to USC. Is Ronnie Brewer a candidate to maybe stay at Arkansas? The guy's obviously been in the NBA, assistant coach, recruiting coordinator, in his third year at Arkansas. I think he would love to stay at Arkansas. You know, obviously, maybe there's another opportunity he might be willing to get involved in, whether it's NBA or something like that. But I think he obviously likes it here, you know. So maybe Ronnie Brewer is a guy to keep an eye on. You know, Riley Hall's another guy that's been there for a while. He's in his 8th year at Arkansas, so he was there under Mike Anderson and under Eric Musselman. He's the director of internal operations from Bryant originally. I'm sure he would like to stay on. And I'm sure there's probably a number of others that, you know, are in staff and maybe some other kind of minor role that would like to stay on. But so, yeah, big time, huh? Big time. Okay. Where do we want to go now? We've got a lot of people watching this. I mean, we could obviously talk recruiting. We could talk spring football. We could talk basketball, obviously. So, man, when was the last time I did this show? I can't even remember. I think I did like a 25-minute show right when the Eric Musselman stuff was breaking that he was not going to be at Arkansas anymore. What are you thinking of your Eric Musselman now? I mean, you go to USC, which is a lesser job, and obviously it's his home territory where he wants to be, but wasn't really able to add the you know, NIL that he wanted at Arkansas. Just didn't feel like there was the you know, obviously there wasn't the same support. I mean, again, you know, that's what we had always heard. Like Musselman wants like $3 million. And they had, were getting a plan together and obviously, you know, ended up going to USC, which we were obviously reporting and follow all that. So Wade says Arkansas media deserves this. It's huge for media revenue. Yes. And John Calipari is very familiar with Arkansas media. You know, he'd always come in for the press conference. We do like, and nowadays you get this for some reason it's gone to this deal where all the opposing coaches, they don't go to the podium anymore. They just go do a backdoor Zoom, you know, somewhere maybe over in the locker room with their local media and stuff. You used to always have the assistant, or she, I don't know why I keep saying, you also always had the head coach for the opposing team come in at the podium and we'd enter. But Calipari always came in, you know, he always sat at the podium. So he's very familiar with Arkansas media. He's been hammered by Bob Holt plenty of times. So that's going to be interesting. It's going to be wild, too, when he's announced, which, you know, my sources aren't the cheer squad, but I've heard from somebody the cheer squad was told to be ready Tuesday. So somebody said when it was talked about Beard, a buddy of mine said they ought to announce him over, you know, during the Path of Totality, which is coming up here in just a little bit. I'm actually doing – so after this show, immediately after, I'm doing an interview with New York Post Sports. New York Post Sports, I've never done anything with them. I'm doing a Zoom interview with them. And then I've already done CBS Sports HQ. So, yeah, it's been good for media, too. It's good to have stuff to talk to about like this. Like, you know, traffic has slowed a little bit just based on, obviously, where we were last year with making a Sweet 16 run and all that kind of stuff with basketball. You know, in football, you know, people had a little more optimistic view, so – yeah, it's been good. It's good to have fresh material like this. And, you know, where do you go after Eric Musselman? Because the guy went to two Elite Eight. Let's not discount what Eric Musselman did at Arkansas. Two Elite Eights, three Sweet 16s. Pretty impressive what he's done. He was the best coach at Arkansas in a quarter century, okay? And, you know, when Juracek was posting all that stuff, we were like, okay, Juracek's either lost his mind or he's playing chess. Turns out he's playing chess. And there's probably a lot of people out there who have some crow to eat. Probably a lot, not just local fans and stuff like that who are, you know, frustrated with the process and all that stuff, but national people. A lot of national people were dragging Arkansas, making fun of Arkansas. Where are you at now? Just come out and it's okay to say you're wrong. I've been wrong plenty of times, and I'm happy to admit it. But there's a lot of people who got some crow to eat on Hunter Juracek. This is a baller move. I mean, this is a shakeup. Like, this is everywhere. This is, and it's right ahead of the national championship game for college basketball. I mean, slid it right into a perfect news cycle. So, yeah, everybody's wondering, has Hunter Juracek lost his marbles or is he playing chess? What do you think now? Certainly wasn't out of the AD playbook, was it?
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Introducing the two-way V4, where groundbreaking fuel cell technology meets fresh foam cushioning for the ultimate performance. With fuel cell, each step feels explosive, delivering unparalleled energy return. Paired with fresh foam, experience maximum comfort throughout the game. Its lightweight textile upper offers support and breathability without sacrificing agility. Whether you're hitting the clutch shot or locking down the opposition, the two-way V4 gives you the tools to play at a high level. Learn more and purchase the two-way for yourself at newbalance.com.
Nima says, I'm so excited. I've been going all morning and my hands are chafed. What? Huh. So I'm not sure what that means, but I was up till 2 o'clock just reading everything, responding to people. I tell my guys all the time, like, hey, you know, people like us, we got to be above it. You know, when somebody comes at it, you know, but when some guy was on there saying, like, you're full of whatever, and I was like, you know, I'll fight you. you know, I will admit that I went back through Twitter and picked out a couple of the choice responses from some idiot fans, especially from opposing teams mainly, and just like, where are you at now? What do you think now? People screenshotting some of the stuff I said that turned out to be 100% accurate also. And I know I've got to be above that kind of stuff, but I just couldn't help myself. I'm up till 2 o'clock reading everything, going back, keeping receipts on some stuff. let's see what else we got. Yurkacek just shaved his job. I would say more than just saved his job. I would say he escalated himself. I'd say he put himself on another level here. Hunter Yurkacek hit this bomb about 569 feet, and it had an exit velocity of 169 miles an hour. There's a lot of 69s in there. What's going on here? Trey Striptease coming. What? What is happening? What's happening in my comments? Thank you also to Johnny Tyson. Good morning, Trey. The Ibar's on six recruits Kyle had in the portal. Yeah, we talked about some of those guys. We picked Sui from Mississippi. Trey's excited, man. I've been excited since the Musselman stuff came out because I knew that there was an opportunity to get some. Now, I thought it was going to be Chris Beard. I think there was a chance it could have been. But, man, what I was hearing obviously was option number one, you know, or 1A, 1B, whatever you want to call them, was going to excite some people. And I had a lot of people hitting me up about Calipari, and I just could not. And that's on me, I guess. I guess maybe I got, I don't know what the word is, but like after putting all the Chris Beard stuff out, which again was true, and then the reaction to people after that didn't materialize and fell through. And again, like why would there be talks like about restructuring his deal and all that stuff and adding stuff to the agreed upon extension and stuff like if it didn't happen? You know, Jerome, same thing. Yes, there was obviously some interest there. He was not offered the job, but he got an extension too. But you know, after all that stuff, and it's like how would how do you put John Calipari's name out there if you're not 100%? You know, and you turn out to be wrong. It's kind of like the same thing with Petrino. Like, I had a guy telling me, like, hey, Petrino's in Arkansas. This thing has legs. And I'm just like, so I'm at this point, like, trying to scramble to find a second source because there's so many people out there. And that's why you see so much roller coaster stuff. They'll go with one source and put it out there. I'll always try to get confirmation from two sources. Same thing I did, like, when I broke the Chad Morris that he was hired at Arkansas. You know, I wouldn't have put that out there just from one source. It's two sources independent of each other. What you find sometimes with sources too, like I've found stuff before, like I've reported something and gotten it back from somebody else and found that, and like I've traced it all the way back around to where I was the original source on what this person was reporting coming all the way back to me. So stuff like that happens, but you know, that's on me for not just jumping on John Calipari and saying this is happening and I just put it out there as like rumor mill type of stuff. Like this is the rumor that's about to go wildfire. You know, this is what I said on Saturday. Pound with passion, says Jim Mears. Yes, sir. Not only do we get the clips today, we get John Calipari too. Those YouTube smash the like for Trey. Appreciate that unbiased brim. We've got 1,000 people watching right now on YouTube. Trey has a new life and it's good. So nice to see. Yeah, it's nice to have good news. I mean, like the way things went with football, just tanking and, you know, and then it got a little bit of boost at the end, right? With Petrino. I don't know how like the offseason would have gone with football if not for the Petrino hire. But it's like it went like this and then launched up. And then with basketball season, you go 16-17, Musselman leaves you for a lesser job, and John Calipari to Arkansas. Say that out loud. John Calipari to Arkansas. It's wild. Like he's gonna do a press conference probably Tuesday. He's going to do a press conference, and he's going to put a hog hat on, and he's going to call the Hogs. John Calipari. How many times – I mean, I feel like I've seen him at least like three different times get ejected from Bud Walton Arena and the crowd go ape and just, you know, calling the Hogs, some of the loudest hog calls you'll ever see. Pretty wild. Let's see. Am I rooting for UConn unbiased? Am I rooting for UConn? I don't know. Maybe. I like the matchup. Let's see. Is it out that it's not official from the U of A, I guess. They'll announce it here in a little, maybe during the Path of Totality. That's not mine. That's a buddy of mine who said that. Hilarious. Still says UK head coach on Twitter. Now we need to make sure Kentucky hires Kenny Payne. and the sabotage is complete. I mean, this could rock college basketball. Like, who does Kentucky go out and get? Do they go out and get Chris Beard? Do they get Nate Oates? I mean, there's obviously a lot of good candidates out there, and Kentucky's going to spend big-time money. They're not just going to be like, okay, just, you know, elevate an assistant or something. They're going to go out and get a big-time coach. And, you know, in a way, this has kind of worked out for Kentucky and Arkansas. I mean, Kentucky, I mean, Calipari was there for 16 years. That is so long to be anywhere. Like, you know, no matter how successful you are, like, people are going to get tired of you after a little while, especially in this modern age where there's so much information, so many press conferences, so much stuff out there. Patino, again, you know, what was he at Kentucky for 10 years, I think. So it's hard to stay anywhere that long. And for Kentucky, I mean, that's what, $33 million or something? Like, they would have had to pay him, like, if they fired him next season, which they probably would have if, like, something bad happened again. And you see this in college basketball a little bit. And in all sports, you know, like, somebody comes off a disappointing year, and for Cal, it was like, you know, not that the year was disappointing because they had a pretty good year, but they got bounced in the first round of the NCAA tournament. And, you know, if something bad, like, happens again the next year, then you're in real trouble. And with Musselman, is for everything that he did, if they didn't get things right and he had another bad year at Arkansas, like, he'd have been bounced. And he wouldn't have been up for a job like USC or something. So sometimes you see coaches trying to get ahead of things. You see it with assistant coaches all the time. Like, okay, this guy, you know, if Arkansas didn't win this year, you know, we're all getting fired. And so I'm going to go bounce. Maybe that's what Jimmy Smith was thinking. You know, maybe that's what other coaches have thought. But you see that. Maybe that's what Sam Pittman thought when he was at Arkansas before and he went to Georgia. I'm not saying like they did. I'm just saying, like, you see coaches trying to get ahead of things a lot of times. And Musselman, looking at the situation, maybe like, hey, you know, do I want to coach 5 more years, or do I want to get bounced down to assistant category for having another bad year at Arkansas? Blood Diamond Cal is an older gentleman, and he's probably busy soon. What? All right. Paul P. says, Trey, please ask Cal whether he still thinks a bunch of one-and-done guys are the best way to go, or does he plan to – I think you have to have a mix. I think you – yes, you recruit one-and-done talents. You have to have a mix, though, in this day. You just do. Like, the team that he recruited this past year was pretty damn good. In fact, I had them picked to go all the way to the championship game. I had Kentucky, UConn, I believe, in the championship game. But – the team that he had was pretty damn good, and they got bounced in the first round, which was shocking to me. But shocking to everybody when a team like that gets bounced in the first round. But, yeah, I mean, you saw that team come into Bud Walton Arena. Like, they were pretty damn good. They were. But I think it's a mix. I think you had to bring in talented recruits, obviously, and you got to hit the portal. There's no way to go out and just bring in – like, with Arkansas's basketball roster right now, you can't just go get a bunch of high school guys. You're going to have to use the portal. No question. Buy Tyson chicken. Hey, there were a lot of people. I mean, like, there were a lot of – like, you know all the names. I'm not going to say everybody's name. But there were a lot of people in Arkansas that are big-time mover shakers that were – behind all this, trying to get, you know, different big time coaches hired for Arkansas. So that should be noted. The guys with deep pockets were behind it, which is what you want to see. I mean, like, you hear all kinds of stuff about, you know, the big money's fracture, the big money's on this side, the big money's on that side. These guys are against these guys. But everybody seemed like, hey, this is an opportunity here. Let's get this done. It's important to have big sports in Arkansas, you know, and I've always said that, like, when people talk about, you know, improving the state, like, and I've talked about, like, Alabama before in football, just, you know, how much things have improved in Tuscaloosa and, you know, for that region since Nick Saban was there, like, housing prices have quadrupled, I'm told. Like, their university has more national merit scholars than, like, anybody else in the country. And it's because, you know, football, basketball even, is the front door to your university. Like, you know, Kansas, that's their front door. And front porch, I think, is the saying. The front porch of your university. And so it's important. Like, you want to elevate an area, you want to elevate Northwest Arkansas, like it's great to put museums and bike trails and all this stuff. It's great. It is. It's a beautiful area because of all that. But like having a successful football team, you talk about boosting business, boosting people's impression of Arkansas and the state of Arkansas, win at football. And Benjamin Young, I heard the Waltons aren't donating much to University. There's two giant Walmart signs in Donald W. Reynolds Razorback Stadium. And I don't know that they're, like, getting involved in the NIL landscape, you know. But, yeah, there's obviously contributions going. Arkansas is going to be very disappointed after this coming year, says D. Phil Jr. Last year, Cal, I'm not reading your stuff anymore. We're not poo-pooing on Calipari right now on the hire. We're just not. He's bringing his top four 2025 recruits right. I love Muss, but Cal at Arkansas is better. I mean, so that, again, I think I just kind of trailed off when I was talking about that earlier. But where do you go from Musselman? Like, you can either take a step back, which in a lot of cases is probably a big step back, or you can take a step forward. You can take a big step forward. And that's what Arkansas did. They recognized the situation. Okay, we've got momentum. That's what I was posting. Like, this is a big-time job. And it was a good job when Musselman took over. It was a good job with great potential. It's a great job right now. I mean, obviously people around the country see, like, if you're looking at that, you're like, Arkansas's paying $8 million to bring in a coach. So what's $5 million? Kevin Garnett chimed in on it. $5 million for NIL. Like, everybody's talking about this. This is everywhere. I mean, I turned on CBS Sports HQ to watch the segment that I'd just done, like, 20 minutes earlier. And I turned it on, and the whole thing is Calipari and Arkansas. And there's some Final Four stuff sprinkled in there. But this is, like, the big news story across the world of sports right now. And it's Arkansas. Battle's comment was, it's on fun. Yeah, so Caleb Battle posted, well, damn, ... And who knows, maybe Arkansas tries to bring some of those guys back into the fold. Who knows what'll happen. But Brazil is the only guy on the roster right now who's a returning scholarship player. The Dude 174 says J.B. Hunt got it covered. And I've shouted out the Hunts, Brian Mandy. They've been fantastic. Arkansas has to get Arkansas Edge up to the level of what the Hunts have done in NIL also. And now you've got Tyson playing a big part. So, yeah. The last I'd heard on Arkansas Edge, they were at – and this doesn't include – like, there are people that have, like, pledged to give – I've heard $1 million. There's people that have pledged that maybe haven't done that yet but have said they will. And there's people that have donated a lot of money, one-time donations. What Arkansas Edge, their goal is to get 5,000 people paying at least $50 a month. Some are paying more than $50 a month. At last check, when I interviewed Chris Bauer, they were at 500 – doing that $50 a month deal minimum, not including people who had, you know, done one-time donations and stuff. And that doesn't include corporate sponsorships and all that kind of stuff too. There's also that. And I say donations, it's memberships actually. Like, you're paying for something. Like, there's swag and, you know, opportunities with maybe players and stuff like that. So it's a membership. But last check, they were at 800. So in 3 weeks, they'd gone from 500 to 800 basically. Coach Tang seems like a great job at first, a great guy, but first thing that came to my mind after, you know, I think Tang's a good coach. I do. I don't think it was like moving the needle like people, you know, you go from Chris Beard talk to Jerome Tang, and it's just like, I mean, probably do a good job here. He's done a good job at Kansas State. You know, took him to an Elite Eight. He's only 2 years, though, and that's where you run into a situation where you're like, it's just not enough sample size for Arkansas now. Now, I also think about, like, who are the big-time hires that Arkansas has made? Like, Lou Holtz – where was Lou Holtz right before Arkansas? Was he Jets? I don't think he was Minnesota. Where was he? Lou Holtz bio.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The baseball season is in full swing, which means you need to listen to Fantasy Baseball Today, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Scott White, Chris Towers, and me, Frank Stample, every weekday as we recap every player from every game. We'll talk waiver wire ads, drops, players to trade for, prospects who could make an impact, and everything in between. Make sure to download and follow on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, the Odyssey app, and everywhere else podcasts are found.
Lou Holtz was right before Arkansas. He was with the Jets, okay? So he was just 1 year with the Jets. So that's a pretty notable hire. No, he was in Minnesota after Arkansas. That's right. Okay, so NC State, New York Jets, Arkansas. That's a huge hire in, you know, the history of Arkansas. Frank Broyles was hired from Missouri. So that's going and getting a guy from another Power 5 school. Not that Missouri had like a lot of tradition at the time. And not that they called it Power 5 back then either. Getting Lou Holtz. Brett Bielema. I mean, like, Nolan came from Tulsa, you know. So that wasn't just like some like huge job he was at. Brett Bielema came from Wisconsin. That was at the time viewed as the biggest hire in college football that year. Didn't work out like people had hoped. Mike Anderson came from Missouri. And then John Calipari from Kentucky. Will he crawl to Arkansas? Eddie Sutton. All's full circle. Bobby Petrino was a big get, obviously. Bobby Petrino kind of came out of nowhere, too. Bobby Petrino was with the Atlanta Falcons, obviously. He was at Louisville before that. So there's been a recent history of Arkansas going out and getting big-time coaches who are, you know, considered big-time already. The last, you know, Musselman was at Nevada, which Nevada's a mid-major technically, but obviously he had a pretty good reputation. Where was Stan Heath was at Eastern Michigan? Is that right? John Pelfrey was at, I want to say, like, South Alabama or something. I can't even remember exactly, but anyway, Calipari. I know it's hard to say. Like, you want to say Calipari, but it's Calipari. Is this the craziest Arkansas offseason ever? It's been pretty wild. I mean, Petrino to Calipari. And that's something we all got to get right, because we all are used to saying Calipari, but it's Calipari. Calipari, Calipari, Calipari. Say it three times, use it in a sentence. Okay. I think we pretty much covered it. I mean, I can talk a little bit about Razorback football. The last scrimmage was interesting. Defense still, I think, stands out. Taylen Green maybe hadn't been very accurate these last two scrimmages. I think when you bring his legs into the equation, it's going to change things. It seems like he's maybe the more they've installed his completion percentage. Now, we got to mention this. Tyrone Broden had a family issue. He wasn't there. Andrew Armstrong was out. Jaden Wilson was out. I mean, like, you're missing basically the guys that started off as your three top wide receivers. So that's certainly important to mention. But I'll say this. The thing that has really stood out to me so far above anything else, and I'm not ready to say, like, this great offensive line is going to be super good or anything, but last year around this time, we were looking at the defensive line going, wow, they're amazing, because the offensive line couldn't stop them. They could not hold them back. And you just don't see that much penetration out. There's some, but you don't see it to the same level that you were seeing it last year. So that's certainly important to note, that the offensive line is holding its own against a defensive line that for the most part is intact, because, I mean, you have Trajan Jeffcoat gone, but you got Anton Junkaj, Nico Dabbio, both pretty solid ends. So it's not just like releasing people. And, you know, Landon Jackson wasn't there on Saturday, but he's been there the whole time. Landon Jackson, by the way, congratulations, just got married on Saturday. So defense, I think, has looked pretty solid overall. Jalen Braxton, I think, is having a fantastic spring. Jaden Johnson is too. I mean, nobody's really even talked about Jaden Johnson, but he's looks like he's building on what he's done. Denico Slaughter looks like he's right there, kind of in the mix, maybe like a four-man type of rotation with the three spots, the two safety spots and the nickel. I really like what I'm seeing out of Brad Spence, especially like him as the wide nine in the buck position that they're calling it. So defensive line needs two more defensive tackles. I think they're pretty good shape at edge. You know, you get to that third group and you're talking about a couple of freshmen, but, you know, bulk them up a little bit in the weight room. And, again, there are, you know, more third-team type guys, but they need two more defensive tackles. They've got a solid two deep right now, which used to be fine 5 years ago, but now there's no reason not to have at least five really good, comfortable defense. They just get a little bit smaller. They've got a couple of converted defensive ends playing inside there. Isaiah Gustav played pretty well in the game. He had two big plays. He had a 48-yard catch and run where I think he pretty much went untouched on a screen, and then a weaving 52-yarder, shucked a tackle, and then kind of went up the middle for a 52-yard touchdown run. Also had a fumble, but had those two touchdowns. So two big plays for Isaiah Gustav. Jaquinen Jackson, I think, is going to be your starting back. Just I look at him as just a guy that's going to be just consistent, pounding, getting those 4 yards, and then whatever else next right up the middle. So I like where Arkansas is from a skill standpoint. Now, Taylen Green, to me, has tailed off a little bit the last couple of practices. The completion percentage hadn't been that good. And really, this happened for the last, I would say, about a week now. The first scrimmage on, you know, the Saturday before this past one, and then the practice he had on Tuesday, I believe, was just not a very good practice. Throwing balls way out of bounds and stuff. Just his accuracy just wasn't there, and then didn't have a very good scrimmage either on Saturday, or 95-play live tackle session, whatever you want to call it. So got to pick that up again. Started off very strong, very strong. And, you know, I can remember, like, with Ryan Mallett when, like, he was – ahead of the 2009 season in that spring and then into the fall camp, Ryan just wasn't very good. Like, he was not throwing the ball well at all. Like, just the timing was off, all that stuff. And then one day I remember, like, it just all clicked. And it was a practice, and it just all clicked. And he had a great, great day. And then from there on, just seemed to always have great practices. So maybe that'll happen with Taylen Green. Also, again, when you bring this guy's legs into the equation, which is kind of mitigated in these, you know, quarterbacks off-limit stuff, it'll also change things. Again, this is a guy that's like, he can break off a 70-yard run, you know. So there's that factor. I think Arkansas is strong at wide receiver. Is there an NFL star on this group? I don't know about that. I really like what I've seen out of Broden, Armstrong, Satania. I think those three will end up being your starters. Jaden Wilson's done some good things too. I don't know if it's like there's a next level guy or not at that wide receiver core. But the tight ends, Marquise Gums, Luke Haas, you know, you're going to get Tyrus Washington back. Really like what I've seen out of Andreas Puska as far as, like, you know, blocking and being a big traditional, you know, type of tight end. So I do think the roster's better than it was last year, especially when we consider how KJ played last season, how Rocket played, his health and all that stuff throughout the season. I think it's a better roster. But, again, we're comparing Arkansas to past Arkansas. Ole Miss is going to be better than they were last year. Mississippi State will be better than they were last year. LSU, potentially, probably not a Heisman Trophy quarterback, but they'll be better probably than they were last year. Everybody in the middle, lower tier of the SEC, I think, is probably going to be better. So it's not just how Arkansas is in relation to Arkansas last year. It's how Arkansas is in relation to their peers. Okay, going to wrap the show up now. I think we've talked just about everything. Hit the like button. Subscribe to Hog Sports if you haven't. Guys, we've got so much more stuff to get through, like assistant coaches. Recruiting is going to be insane, transfer portal, all that stuff. It's 60% off right now. It's a limited time. So go to hawgsports.com, part of the 24/7 Sports Network. Follow along with us if you want accurate, insider, reliable information and make it fun. The Razor's Edge is where to be. That's our premium message board, hawgsports.com. 60% off. Breaks down to 12 cents a day, 83 cents a week, $358 a month, billed at just $42.96 for the whole year. If you like what I do, like if you like Drive Time, what I've done, if you like this show, if you like, you know, all the other free stuff, the content that we put out, there's a, like, people are always there, like, you have a Patreon or something? We'd love to support you. Go sign up at Hog Sports. Sign up for 60% off right now. That's the best thing that we offer. That is where, you know, I'm on there daily, just engaging, answering questions, breaking news there. You know, so is our whole team, Connor Goodson, Jackson McAfee, Danny freaking West. Go to Hog Sports, HAWGSports.com. Sign up right now, Hog Sports. Okay. John Calipari, Arkansas, big time. Is there a press conference announced yet? Still no. Still nothing on a press conference. Probably Tuesday. All right, everybody. Thanks for joining me. This has been Trey Biddy with HogSports.com, and we'll catch you next time.
The chilling new original docuseries on Paramount Plus.
Why did he kill his family? The answer lies across the ocean in a woman named Sylvie.
She's a CAN model.
Where desire leads to deception.
I ended up spending $12,000 and $15,000 a day.
It was addictive.
I can't get you out.
And obsession leads to murder.
Who did this to your family?
You can't really maintain a fantasy forever.
Control Alt Desire. Now streaming on Paramount+.